Get into our word. We're going to pull up our Bibles. If you have your Bible, 2 Kings. Don't have anything great for you today. We just hope that the Lord blesses you with what we do have. 2 Kings. We're going to look at a prayer of King Hezekiah. 2 Kings, the 19th chapter, 14th verse. 2 Kings 19 chapter 14 verse. And if you do not have a Bible, we're going to put it real big on the screen for you here. Let me get out the way and put the word up. Yeah. So let us read 2 Kings 19 chapter 14th verse. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messenger and read it. Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations of their lands and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Let us talk on the theme of divine intervention. Let us talk on the theme of divine intervention. Divine intervention. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, God, we come humbled before you, as humble as we know how, bowed heads and open hearts. Father, we come just seeking your face, God. We come seeking your presence. God, we come seeking your Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Father, help us right now, God, because as we go into this service, and as we speak on your word, and as we study in your word, and as we're enlightened by your word, God, we ask, God, that you just have a present with us, God. Wherever we are, God, we may not be physically together, but God, we know that you're omnipresent. You're everywhere at the same time. God, you're in the hospitals. God, you're in the nursing homes. God, you're in the living rooms. You're in the bedrooms. Oh, God, you're everywhere at the same time. So, God, do it, God. God, we also know, God, that you're omnipotent, God, that you're all-powerful. God, we know that all power is in your hand. All control is in your hand. No matter what evil besets us, and no matter what trials and tribulations that come on us, and what obstacles get in our way, God, we know that you're in control because you're all-powerful. So, God, we're standing here in the need of your of your touch, God. We're standing here in the need of your presence. We know, God, that you can do it. We need your deliverance, God. You're a bridge over troubled waters. God, we know, God, that you can hide us in your bosom and cover us with your ring, and you can set us upon a rock. And Father, we ask, God, that you just do it for us in the name of Christ. Father, we know, God, that it is not for our glory, but for your glory, that you might be glorified. So glorify yourself among us, God, that a testimony that may be given that you are still in the healing business, that you're still in the saving business, that you're still in the delivering business. God, we know, God, that you can do it, for you did it over 2,000 years ago. And God, we believe that you can do it today. Manifest yourself in our lives, oh God. Oh God, and as we, do this work, Father, ask God that, the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight. Open hearts and open minds, that minds may be changed and hearts may be changed, yet souls may be saved. Father, do it. Not for me, oh God, for I don't get the honor and I don't get the glory, but it's you, oh Lord, that get the honor and get the glory. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for today. Divine, 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 divine intervention. Divine intervention. Huh? We're looking at today's time where there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of stresses that going on. And I've said it before that I've gotten to a point where I have limited my level of television intake, and it's for multiple reasons. I'm on a different mission, a different outset, and I've learned that it is very important to be careful of the information that you take into your mind, that you take into your brain. And we take in information multiple ways. We take in through our ears. We take information in through our eyes. And we take information in through our taste and our tongue. And we take information in through our nose, our smell. We take in with our hands, our touch. Our five senses are used to analyze information into the brain. And a lot of times when we are watching and we're involved into a very negative atmosphere, it feeds negative information into our brains. And when that negative information get into our brain, then it activate the brain into what is called survival mode. And the brain is designed to automatically make us to survive. For example, if you touch something hot, you immediately pull your hand back. The brain says it's hot and it's going to hurt you, so you immediately pull back. Your brain is designed to protect you from harm. Sometimes it overreacts, but in most of the time, it is designed to save you from harm. So you have to be careful of the input because you can trigger the mind into a state of survival. And when it goes into that state of survival, it will then stress the body. When it stresses the body, the body then spend more time on survival because it is in survival mode. And when it's in survival mode, then it works less on the immune system. In other words, your immune system then weakens. When your immune system weakens, then the bacteria and the negative things in the body tends to grow because then there's nothing there to fight it off. And when there's nothing there to fight it off, that means you become ill and sickness begins to take over the body. Then not only do it get in from sickness, it can turn into disease and even cancer. So stress can kill you. So for that reason, I've learned to limit the negative intake. I've learned to limit the negative information. So I do read a little bit of news and just to kind of keep up with what's going on. And then I do sometimes get information, what's going on in the community. But I tend to limit the amount of negative information that is taken on. You can do, however you will. I'm not suggesting to cut off your TV and throw it out the window. I'm not suggesting that, but I'm just saying for me, I limit the negative information. I don't even want to be around negative folks that talk a lot of negative information. They're always talking negative about, negative things, just things that will pull you down, because it hinders my brain and my thoughts, and it hinders my spirit. And in the process of hindering my spirit, it creates stress. And then that stress then becomes, it gets into the body and it creates stress, and stress creates sickness, and sickness creates disease. So my brothers and my sisters, I want to encourage you to not be so negative. I know the mind. The mind is, it goes into the negative place. It is the flesh. The mind is the flesh. It goes into a negative place. We talked about it once before, how a lot of times we operate in flesh, mind, and spirit, but then we need to learn how to operate in spirit, mind, and flesh. Because when the spirit is in control, then it can control the mind, and then the mind control the flesh, then we can reduce the amount of stress that is on the body. My wife and I have gotten into the fish hobby, and we had a goldfish before, and it was kind of simple, but this time we went to a fish store and we inquired what we was looking for, and we seen some pretty fish and we bought those fish and realized they were an exotic African fish. They're African cichlids and they're exotic tropical fish, and we didn't realize that there was a lot of additional work that comes along with these fish. They're pets, and you have to keep the pets, but there's additional work that happens with these tropical fish. Yeah, there's different work that have to happen with these fish, and the whole thing is keep the fish from getting stressed. The little things can happen. The water changed, the temperature changed too quickly, the pH balance changed too quickly, or you feed them too much and they get bloat, and it stresses the body. And we've watched videos and found out how you can tell when the fish is in stress, because then the fish start glass surfing. It starts swimming up and down the glass, and you can tell that the fish is stressed. And if the fish get too stressed, it can kill the fish. And it's amazing how our bodies is so much similar, because if our bodies get too stressed, it can kill us. Yes, yes. So the Bible says it this way, guard your mind and guard your heart. This, my brothers and sisters, is why we have to put on the whole armor of God. And not to fight, but it says put on the whole armor of God and stand. Because God will fight our battle. We don't have to worry about the fight, although we're in the middle of the fight, but the armor is to protect us. But although we're in the middle of the battle and we see the scars and we see the damage and we see the fighting and the going to and fro and we see the destruction, that may cause stress. But if we just stand in our armor, God can make a way. So as we look at our scriptures today, Hezekiah needed a divine intervention. And we too need a divine intervention when we're stressed. We need a divine intervention when we're at a point that we don't know what to do. We need a divine intervention when sickness get on the body and we don't know how to cure the body. Yes, we go to the doctor, and yes, they prescribe medications and treatments and physical therapy, and yes, but we need a divine intervention. We have people that are not afraid to go and to shoot in a crowd, and we finding our young people killing each other and killing off each other and don't realize how much we need each other. And it's all about survivalship. It's they're stressed out and worried about survivalship and who is going to be on top and who is going to be in charge and of the neighborhood and survive, who's is the best and who's the king and who's not. And they're fighting one another and they're getting guns and shooting up one another and it's causing stress and that stress is then developing into death. We need a divine intervention. A divine intervention. I'm looking at our scripture on this morning. When Hezekiah was in trouble, and for those of you that logged in a little late, we're in 2 Kings in the 19th chapter, around the 14th to the 19th verse, and it is a prayer of Hezekiah, where Hezekiah went into prayer, and Hezekiah was facing trouble. There was an enemy, King Sennacherib, and King Sennacherib was the king of Assyria, and he had been conquering town after town, city after city. And now King Sennacherib had got to Jerusalem, and he wanted to
take over Jerusalem. Now, he didn't just go against them, but he first sent notice that I'm on my way. And when I come, you just might as well give up. Now, early in the message that he sent by a messenger, he first told the people, don't let Hezekiah fool you into saying that God will deliver us. So he tried to get into the minds of the folks. And he tried to get into the mind of Hezekiah. But in the 14th verse, Hezekiah, it says, Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger. And when Hezekiah read the message, Hezekiah didn't respond to King Sennacherib, but he went into the house of the Lord. See, when you get negative news, when you get bad news, when bad news come to you, you don't respond to the bad news. You don't have to retaliate to the bad news. You don't have to fight against the bad news. Your response should be the response of Hezekiah. He went in up to the house of the Lord. I'm feeling good right now, y'all. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a little bit. I was a little weak starting out, but I'm feeling good right now. It said he went into the house of the Lord. And when we get that letter from the doctor that the test didn't go so good, when you get the pink slip on the job, that we don't need your services no more. Yeah. When you get that divorce decree in the mail, that I don't want to live with you no more. Yeah. When you get, that phone call from your kids that I'm in trouble and I'm going to prison. When you get that phone call, that so-and-so have been in an accident. Yeah. That news that go into the mind and the mind get into panic mode. And when it get into panic mode, it stresses the body. And when it stresses the body, the high blood pressure go up. And the diabetes is not regulatable. And all kind of manifestation in the body starts taking place. Yeah, and when that news come, my brothers and my sisters, it's time to put on the whole armor of God and go up into the house of the Lord. That's number one. We got to get into his presence. Yeah, we got to get into his presence. And then the 15th verse said, then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, watch this prayer, y'all. Watch this prayer. He said, O Lord God of Israel. You're the God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim. Now in the Old Testament, God dwelled in the temple. And he dwelled upon the ark between the cherubims. But since Christ has come, he's not in one place no more. Since Christ died on the cross and he got up with all power in his hands, God is omnipresent. He is spirit. He's everywhere at the same time. He don't have to reside just at my house, but he can reside at your house. He can reside at your church. He can reside on your job. He can reside in the grocery store. He can reside in the hospital. He can reside in the nursing homes. He can reside in the car. He can reside in the truck. He can reside walking on the sidewalk. God is omnipresent. So it doesn't matter where you at, but you just have to know that it is the God, the true and living God. Because Hezekiah said, you are God. You alone. Nobody else but you, God. You're Yahweh. You're Jehovah Jireh. Woo! You're my provider. You're Jehovah Nisi. My banner. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Jehovah Rapha. Woo! My healer. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. You're God. And you alone. Do anybody know him to be God? And he's God and God alone? Do you know him to be Jesus? Yes, yes, yes. Somebody ought to say glory. Hallelujah. He's God and God and God alone. Yes. And Hezekiah went on. He went on to say, he said, you have made the heaven and the earth. You're the creator. You created everything. You created it all, God. And he said, incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, like God didn't already know. But Hezekiah wanted to bring it to God's attention. And recognize the prayer of Hezekiah. He said, which he has sent to reproach the living God. In other words, Sennacherib sent this letter to me. And he think he is trying to insult me. He think he is trying to put fear in me. He think he is trying to discourage me. He's bringing his bad news to me. But Lord, I want you to hear what Sennacherib is saying. I want you to see what Sennacherib is doing. Lord, it's because it ain't about me. But he's doing it unto you. He is reproaching you because I am yours. Israel is yours. He is not trying to fight me. But God, he is trying to fight you. Woo! Do you get that? Do you get that? Do you get that? When the bad news is coming, it's not coming against you, but it's coming against your God. when the bad news is trying to destroy you, huh? It is not really trying to destroy you, but it's trying to destroy your God because you represent God. So they're trying to bring you down. But look at Hezekiah. He said, but Lord, he has sent a reproach against the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nation and their lands, and they have cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods. They were not gods. Now, watch this. Hezekiah said that King Sennacherib, amen, were able to defeat the other cities. He was able to defeat the other countries and the other nations because they were worshiping a god, but it wasn't the true and living God, because the true and living God can fight back. But the idols of stone and the idols of wood, you can throw them into the fire and they can't fight back. Why would you serve a God, amen, that couldn't fight for you? Why would you serve a God that couldn't protect you and shield you? Why would you serve an idol God? These other countries and these other nations had started serving all of these idols, and in the process of serving these idols, amen, they were defeated. But Hezekiah said, Yeah, they cast their gods into the fire, but for they were not God, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. And therefore, he was able to destroy them. But now, therefore, 19th verse, we're coming into the close. Now, therefore, on the 19th verse, he say, O Lord, our God, I pray thee. Come on, somebody ought to say that with me. Oh, Lord, our God. 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 I pray thee. Save us from his hands. Oh, Lord, our God. I pray thee, save us from his hands. Save us from the negativity. Save us from the violence. Save us from the enemy. Save us from the destruction. Save us from the hatred. Save us from the racism. Save us from the mean folks. Save us from the stray bullets. Save us from the health condition. Save us from COVID-19. Save us from the diseases. Save us from high blood pressure. Save us from cancer. Save us from haters. Save us from jealousy. Save us. Save us, Lord. Save us. Save us. We don't need distress. We don't need distress. We're giving it to you. And what I like about it, Hezekiah took the letter and he spread it on the altar. He spread it on the altar for God. He took the problem and he put it on the altar. Somebody ought to take their problem and put it on the altar and say, Lord, this is your problem. Lord, handle this for me. I need you, Lord, to take care of it. Oh, that pain in my body. Oh, God, Lord, I'm putting it on the altar. I'm spreading it on the altar. Take care of it for me. Lord, save us, save us, save us, Lord, save us, save us. And don't just save us for my glory. Don't just save us so that I don't have to go through the pain. Don't just save us so that I can just feel good. Don't just save us so I can just walk glory, glory, hallelujah. Don't just save us just because I want to be saved. Don't just save us because I feel like I don't need to go through anything. Don't just save us because I don't want to face the opposition. But Lord, Hezekiah said it right here at the end of the 19th verse. He said that all the kingdoms of the earth know that you are the Lord God and you alone. You are the Lord God and you alone. Don't do it. Don't save the cancer, Lord, because of me. But do it so that somebody can see that you are the deliverer. You are the healer. Lord, don't take me out of this situation for me. But do it so somebody can get saved and somebody can see that you are the Lord God and you alone. I'm reminded that Hezekiah had another prayer. Amen. And he turned his back against the wall. Because Hezekiah had lived righteous before God, you have to live righteous before him. And when you live righteous before God, you can give God your problems. You can give God your issues. You can give God your dilemma. You can give God your situations. But when you live right before God and you give it over to him, you don't have to worry, because by and by and after a while, through the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah sent message to Hezekiah. And the message that Hezekiah got was from God. And God said, I heard your cry. I heard your prayer. I heard you. And I am going to react. I'm going to respond. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. But I heard you crying out to me. There will come a time when the king of Assyria, he's going to die in his own country. He won't even come. He won't even have the opportunity to battle against you. You don't even have to worry about it, because I've heard your cry. And I want to tell you this morning, if you have that relationship, if you do righteous before God, and if you cry out to him, lay it on the altar, God will hear your prayer. God will hear your prayer, and God will respond. And you don't have to worry. You don't have to stress yourself to death. You don't have to worry about it. God will, because he's God, and he's God alone. Let us pray. Most Heavenly Father, in the name of Christ, we pray. Oh God, we thank you right now for your message. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the promise. We thank you for the trust. We thank you for the divine intervention. Oh God, that you've given us, oh God. Oh God, you intervened over 2,000 years ago when man was in a bad place. We was apart from you, God, and you died on the cross for our sins, and you gave a divine intervention and brought us back to you. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus for bringing that divine intervention, oh God. And God, because of that divine intervention, God, wherever we may be, God. Oh, God, we can cry out to you. Oh, we can give you our problems. We don't have to stress ourselves to death. Oh, we don't have to worry, oh God, about the negative information, the violence. We don't have to worry about the diseases. We don't have to worry about the viruses. We don't have to worry, oh God, about the health conditions. Oh God, because, oh God, you've already, oh, cured it on the cross. In the name of Jesus, God, we place it in your hands, oh God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus, the blood Oh, upon it. Oh, God, the negative news don't have to stress us. Oh, but we can walk in the confidence of you, God. Oh, God, we can walk with our heads up high. And, oh, God, and we don't have to worry. Oh, God, because we know when we take it to the altar. Oh, God, and spread it before you, God. Oh, God, we know, God, that you will respond. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the book you said we're more than conquerors. Oh, God, and we know, God. Oh, God, if we're more than conquerors, oh, God, that means we're better than conquerors. Oh, God, that means we're above conquering, God. Oh, God, that means we're much more than a conqueror, God. Oh, God, that means we're already, oh, God, have succeeded, oh, God, the problem. We already have succeeded the issue. And, oh, God, we thank you now. We thank you now, God. 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 We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for doing it for us. Thank you for doing it for us. Thank you for doing it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As you did it for Hezekiah, oh, God, you're still in the business of delivering. You're still in the business of saving. Oh, God, and we trust you now. For doing it for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for tuning in. And if you are listening to the message and you're wondering how to get your divine intervention, you're wondering how to allow God to divinely intervene in your life when all hope is lost and it looks like that you don't know the way and you don't have a way and your back is against the wall and the enemy is surrounding you and coming at you and picking at you and the enemy is putting fear into your heart and bringing negative news on your mind and putting you in a place of survivalship where you're stressing out. I want to invite you to say this prayer with me. Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Throw them in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, I believe that you were born of a Virgin Mary. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you woke up on the third day with all power in your hands. I believe you did it for me. I also believe that you're sitting on the right-hand side of the Father making intercession for me. I believe it in my heart and I confess it with my mouth. Save me. Amen. Amen. If you pray that prayer with me, I declare that right now that you are saved. Amen. Continue to grow in his grace. God will, amen, defend you. God will protect you. God will shield you from the negative news, from the stress, from the sickness. God can, God will, and he's able because all power is in his hands. All you got to do is give your life to him. Live in righteousness. One thing about Hezekiah, one thing Hezekiah did, amen, is he tore down. When he became king, his father was a bad father. He didn't follow after the bad influence of his father. Amen. He went in and he tore down idols out of the temple. Amen. And he got everybody into righteousness. Amen. He even broke up the serpent that Moses held up in the wilderness because they had even turned that into an idol. Sometimes we even turn good things into an idol. What we got to do is learn how to worship him in spirit and in truth. And when we learn how to worship in spirit and in truth and live in the righteousness, you can take your problems to the altar and God will respond. You will get a divine intervention. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you next Sunday. Love you. God bless. I wanted to say something else, but we're going to stop because it's 9:30. God bless you. Love you. May our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you're looking at one. You're looking at one. You're looking at one. You have no idea what God has brought me out of. You can't even tell when you look at me. I've been in a season of miracles. This is...